Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. And I hope that you'll be able to shed some shackles. Because when you look around, you see people are enslaved. Enslaved to everything. Even enslaved to the environment. You see people that are constantly fixated to their texting or their iPhone. It's amazing how enslaved people are. Well, you want to be free. That's the whole purpose, to be set free. I used to call this Talk to a Pastor, the Talk to a Pastor show. And it is still Talk to a Pastor because I am a pastor, but I'm a non-denominational pastor. I don't belong to any church. So that means I don't have any dogma to push on you. I just talk about what I see. And if what I see is true, which it is, okay, then hopefully you'll see it for yourself. And if you see it as I say it, then you know what truth is and you know it within. There's an internal testimony inside. Something quietly, silently, wordlessly says yes. Okay, and that way you know for yourself and you don't need a middleman. So all I did was wake you up and say some things that help you to wake up and see for yourself. People like Albert Einstein, he saw for himself. He discovered for himself, even when others doubted him. He saw things, and it turns out he was right, because he trusted his intuition. Now, this is a new year. I want to begin by saying I don't set any goals. See, any goal that I set, first of all, it would undoubtedly be because I'm reacting to some outside temptation. Someone who said, you're too this, or you're too that, or you're not this enough, or that enough, or you don't have enough this, or you don't have enough that, or I compare myself to others. So it'd be some kind of a reaction. And the other thing, it wouldn't be fresh, it wouldn't be spontaneous. Anytime you set a goal, your ego is involved. And then you strive angrily, resentfully, and struggle toward the goal, okay, and use up a lot of energy and use up life. And when you reach the goal, you say, is that all there is? See, it's because it's somebody else's goal, and it's not fresh, and it's not inspired. In the Bible, it says, all that is not of faith is sin. Paul says that. In the book of Romans, in his epistle to the Romans, he said, all that is not of faith is sin. So what is faith? Faith is seeing, is trusting in your intuition, trusting in what you know in your heart, okay? If you know something is wrong, okay, other people will try to make you doubt that it's wrong. They say, go on, let's go ahead and do it. Everybody else is doing it. Nobody will know. It's just that's the way people do it nowadays, blah, blah, blah. But if you know in your heart that it's wrong, then don't do it. Trust what you know in your heart. You always have to trust what you know in your heart. And on the other hand, if you quietly and without ambition, it's okay to be industrious, but not ambitious. So without ambition, without resentment, you quietly realize a path for yourself, then follow that path. Okay? Trust your intuition. Even Steve Jobs said that. The great Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple Computer, he told the graduates of Stanford University, he said, trust your intuition. Be yourself. Okay? Well, being yourself means trusting your intuition. And that's the same thing as faith. People like Moses, Abraham, Enoch, see, They didn't go to church. They didn't go to school. They didn't sit in class. They didn't ask experts what to do. They didn't set goals. They walked with God. They trusted what they knew in their heart. Even Moses, long before he was 80 years old before he was ready for God to use him. Well, Moses had a deep conviction. He followed a deep conviction his whole life. And eventually that conviction led him to become the great man that he was, okay? So that's the way you have to be. So don't set goals. Follow that inner lodestar, okay? Because goals are pressure, they're tedious, they're frustrating, okay? This is a very important thing. Please listen to this message.
My name is Sharon, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. And my question is this. No, I have a comment. I don't believe the things that I read in the Bible. I do believe that there's a power, but I don't believe what I read in the Bible. And I'm questioning it, and I just wanted some answers. So, thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Sharon. It took a long time for me to see some things for myself. The most important thing is for you to see for yourself what is true. So I'm not going to try to persuade you one way or the other. Just have it as a question to wonder about. Don't try to make yourself believe or try to make a decision about it. Just say, well, you know, it would be nice to know for sure about some of these things, like the Bible or about God and so on, but I'm not sure, and so I'm just going to wait until I know for sure myself. And then, all of a sudden one day, you'll just see for yourself within what is true. Then it'll be yours, okay, not somebody else's. And you'll know for sure, and you won't even know how you know. You'll just know, wordlessly, within. You'll just see for yourself. If you'd like to hear more Shedding Shackles Radio, or answers to questions like this, then visit SheddingShackles.com. That's www.SheddingShackles.com. Yes, Sharon, you just keep on questioning. Okay, you're in very good company. People like Albert Einstein, people like Stephen Jobs, they were always questioning. And they found answers within, okay? You keep on questioning, and one day you'll know. See, if you're sincere, and I think you are, I think you really are sincere. It takes a lot of guts to say, it takes guts, you know, when everybody else is pushing something on you, and you say, well, you know, I just don't see it, so I'm going to wait. It takes guts, it takes courage, it takes chutzpah, and I like that, okay? I like that. Okay, let's take another call. This is from a lady who needs prayer. So please listen to this call, and I'm hoping that a whole bunch of people will be praying for this lady.
Hi, this is Ashley, and actually I'm asking to put out a prayer list, and if you would like to do that on the radio, that's fine. The city I'm calling from is Bedville. My stepdad committed suicide, and I struggle with that, knowing if he went to heaven. I believe he did. He was very, very sick man. The tornado has taken my fiance's whole building and home. We're losing everything, and my family is fighting, and I just need all the prayers that I can get right now. We're trying. I have a six-year-old that he needs all the prayers right now he can get. All other family members that are sick. We also have two more suicides in the family, which was my stepfather's dad and my uncle. So we went to Chicago. And I'm just at my end's wits. And, like, I haven't lost faith in God. And I'm trying to keep as much faith as I can. I could go on with the things that has happened with just in the past 4 years. But I just want positivity in my life and no more negativity. Me and my fiance's families do not clash. They argue, and it's causing the only person I have and the only person he has to understand and love one another.
We definitely will be praying for you. I will, and I know others will also. I want to say just a little word about suicide. I'm sorry to hear that you had that in your family and that your stepfather committed suicide. It's a question that I can't answer, what happens to people who commit suicide, but I think it's not a good idea. It's not a good idea because somehow it's reacting to temptation. It definitely wouldn't be God's idea. It'd be something else's idea, some negative suggestion, or worse yet, some spiritual negative suggestion. So the answer is always to get help. The answer is to get help. And there's a lot of help. There's a lot of help out there, self-help lines and local resources and a lot of help. That's the answer. Got stress? Try my new free meditation. It's free. It's only 6 minutes long. It's easy, okay? So give it a try. You can find it at talktoapastor.org or sheddingshackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the secure PayPal button. We have a new year and a chance to start again, start over, make a fresh start, leave behind the baggage of the past. And my reason for being here is I might be of some help. I've got some resources, especially my free meditation. So please stay tuned, listen in, and check out the free meditation. Could do you a world of good. And it's good to listen to me too. That's also good. It does you good. It's good for your soul. There's so much phoniness out there, so much shallowness, so much. You see trivia is being elevated to everything is upside down. Everything is upside down. Okay? What's important is not being talked about. What's shallow and trivial is being elevated and to. So everything is a big distraction. But you see, here's the problem. The problem is that we're all a bit guilty, all of us. Okay? Well, not all of us, maybe, but most of us. 99% of people, okay, are guilty for not living their own life. Remember I said that in the beginning? Remember I talked about how Steve Jobs told people to be themselves, to live their own life, to trust their intuition, to not just follow other people's opinions. Well, now the world is shouting so loudly on the internet, on television, the movies and entertainment and the institutions. Everybody is, you know, going, talking and talking and talking and telling you so much that you hardly have the space to even think anymore, but you need to find that space, okay? That's why my meditation is helpful. You can find the space where you can follow your intuition, let what people say go in one ear and out the other, okay? So it's very important for you to find your own way and see what's important, okay? And not forget what's important. Now, I would like to take a call, and so let's go ahead and do that. Let's take a call right now.
Hi, this is Brian. I'm a college student, and I've heard you speak quite a bit about your meditation, and I'm wondering if you could tell me more about what the meditation is and what it does. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Brian. Yes, I talk about the meditation a lot. I may be one of the few pastors around who talks about meditation all the time. And meditation is very important, but not any meditation. I just finished a series on the Sermon on the Mount, and I read from the Kabouras manuscript, an ancient text written in Aramaic, the language Jesus spoke. And you remember the Beatitudes, blessed are the meek, and so forth? Well, in the translation, very excellent translation of the Kabouras manuscript by the Yonan Codex Foundation, they translate it, a heavenly state of mind. A heavenly state of mind. Okay, are those who are humble. A heavenly state of mind have those who mourn their wrongs, and so on. See, what you need is a heavenly state of mind. What you have now is something entirely different. You have an emotional state of mind, a fixated state of mind, an externalized state of mind. You're totally externalized. You're totally subject to your environment, like an animal. See, that's what happens when we fall away from the inner to the outer. And then the outer gets on the inside, and then it torments you from your imagination. See? So you go out in the world without understanding because you're separated from God's inner light, and you make mistakes because you don't have wisdom. You don't have perfect knowledge. You have imperfect knowledge that you get from the world, okay? Which is, sometimes it's okay. Most of the time it's not so good. Sometimes it's plain wrong. But you apply it without understanding. So even if the knowledge itself was factually, you know, correct, you would apply it without understanding, and which would ruin it, and your timing would be off. So that's what happens. That's why your life becomes a mess. So then after your life becomes a mess, you don't want to see it. You don't want to see that you made mistakes. Handling a situation with your spouse or your partner or with your child or at work. You know, you spend too much money, you eat too much, you eat the wrong kind of food, your timing, you see it, just, it's always something wrong. And even if things do work out, then it backfires somehow. See, if you spend all your time and set a goal to make a lot of money, and then you make a lot of money, well, then your wife divorces you or your kids hate you. You see? So there has to be a way that you can get everything right. Okay? Where you can do okay financially and every other way, and your family will love you and respect you, and you'll have peace of mind, and you'll be close to God. So you need his wisdom. So you have to find this heavenly state of mind. And that's what my meditation is basically
four. It's very simple. It's only 6 minutes. I have a free one. It's only 6 minutes long. It teaches you how to stand back from your involvement with thought. Oh, yeah, so remember I said when things aren't working out in the world, then what do? You scurry into your imagination, into your intellect, and you try and plan and scheme your way out of your mess and make a bigger mess. And when you can't bear seeing your subjectivity to the outside, your inferiority to it, your helplessness, your ego can't bear seeing that. And you can't bear seeing the mistakes that you made. You hide in the imagination, think about the past, try to rearrange the past to make it come out better for your ego. See, or you worry about the future, or you lose yourself in daydreams and video games and marijuana and alcohol and those things which enhance this escape into dreams. See, that's no way to live. You need to come back to reality where the birds are singing, where God is. God lives in reality. You're not going to find God in your imagination or in your intellect. You find God in reality when you learn to be still. Stand back from your rabid thoughts. And thereby what you're basically doing is getting in touch with your intuition, which is from God. And proper wisdom, right action, just action. Okay, understanding, the right motivation to do things. See, all of that comes from within, from being close to God's inner light. So the meditation is very important. And there's not much that you have to do other than to be willing to face the truth. See, to be sick and tired of being sick and tired and willing to admit that you've messed up. And let the inner light rub your nose a little bit in your error, which is mainly resentment, ambition, impatience, anger. Okay, so just see that and don't try to change yourself. Don't try to save yourself. Don't do anything about what you see. Just see it in God's light. Okay, so when you have God's light, then everything is easier. The bumps in the road are smoothed over. Okay, and everything is just a lot easier. So there you have it. So how do you get to meditation? You go to talktoapastor.org or thefreemeditation.com or sheddingshackles.com. Any of those will work. And look for the easy meditation or the free meditation, I call it. And give it a try. Could do you a world of good. The theme of today's program was another one of my programs about being yourself, following your intuition, okay? And I've always said that intuition is your closest link to God. Now you know it as conscience, but some of us are so far away from our intuition that we don't even feel conscience anymore, okay? Well, I understand that. I understand, but you need to come back to conscience. See, that's your lodestar. That's your guide. That's how you can become your true self. See, what you were meant to be. Everybody's out there telling you which way to go and what to do, and they're all so clever. You can easily start to doubt yourself and think, well, I really don't know. I don't know. And they're all so much more clever than I am. Okay? But there's something even more clever than the cleverness of the world, which is not clever at all. If you look at the world, it's getting into a bigger and bigger mess. There's something even more clever. And what it's called is wisdom and understanding. Wisdom and understanding. And it's from God. And you find it by way of your intuition. And that's why people who are themselves, you know, like Albert Einstein, he followed his intuition. And led him to great discoveries, okay? And so he had this innocent quality about him, and he didn't have conflict, okay? See, if you don't follow your own, haven't you ever thought something and then and thought, well, I really shouldn't do that. Then you go ahead and do it anyway because everybody tells you to. And afterwards, you could kick yourself and say, what'd I do that for? Okay, because you kind of knew ahead of time not to do it, right? Well, see, you doubted yourself. That's what true faith is. True faith is not doubting yourself. True faith is trusting in what you know in your heart, wordlessly within, okay? So that's what you need to do. But a lot of you, like I said, you've lost touch with your intuition. So you need to get back in touch. And that's why you should try my meditation, okay? Because it helps you get back in touch with your own God-given intuition. Hello, this is Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to SheddingShackles.com and click on My Relationships blog. You'll find dozens of articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationship. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you would like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook as a token of my appreciation. Just visit SheddingShackles.com. Get back in touch with your intuition. It'll lead you properly, okay? It'll lead you to a good life, a happy life, a safe life, a fulfilled life, and peace of mind. Hey, check out my meditation. It may be of help to you in that regard. I must give out the listener call-in line where you can call, ask a question, or leave a comment. I listen to all of them. You'll be leaving it on my voicemail, and some of them will even find their way on the air. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.